Linda, captain of Milford reserve team. Obviously, it's a big day for the club, and you're the first Milford man to lead the teams out on Sunday.
A big day for the parish. Either Rathmullen or Milton, Milford, all towns represented on the two teams. I suppose it's a secondary objective this weekend. The primary objective would be the seniors won an intermediate championship after the hurt of last year, but hopefully we can go out earlier in the day and give them a good boost to go into their own final.
Yeah, and you've got a late reprieve. You lost out in the semi-final, but you've got back in the back door.
I suppose people will have mixed opinions on how we got there. The way we looked at it, the player in question would have had a significant contribution to play in the semi-final, and we had our own players sidelined through an eligibility, and executive sat down and decided that it was worth an appeal, and thankfully the appeal upheld, and we're here in the final, and I suppose we'll have to put that behind us and go out and put on a performance.
And tell me your other games, the campaign up to that.
I think it's the first year we've actually had probably a settled reserve side. The management team of the senior team actually have taken over the reserve, so there has been that natural flow between the two teams. Paul Greer would be, and Nigel and A. McCormick would look after it, with Danny spearheading the team. A lot of players up and down. Kieran Sheridan, for example, would have been the reserves at the start of the season, lining out for the seniors on Sunday, and likewise people have dropped down and in and out, and we've done well. We've held our own in Division 1 against some stellar opposition like the St. Michael's, Kilcare, and up until that against Glencolmkill in the quarter final we had a very good game. Probably didn't do ourselves justice in the semi-final. 10 points probably wasn't a fair reflection. Conor McNulty sent off with 10 minutes to go. It was a 3-point game, and I think afterwards we knew we didn't do ourselves justice, and that'll hopefully spur us on a little on Sunday.
Yeah, that's a good motivating factor, because a team competing in Division 1 reserve, you know, should feel, you know, that they should do reasonably well in Intermediate B Championship.
Yeah, listen, we know the Glenfinner, they're up at the near the top of Division 2, and we're kind of around the mid-table in Division 1, so there's probably very little between the teams. It'll be probably a physical encounter. They have the same resources, they have a mixture of youth and experience, and I suppose on the day, I suppose it's a bit of a cliche, but whoever will want to win it more, and whoever's prepared to win the dirty ball, and ultimately with the ball over the bar.
And remind me who the experienced players are, more than obviously you're one of them yourself.
Well, we have the likes of Paul Nash came back into the team. Paul's added a bit of tenacity to our side, probably a great role model for the younger boys there. When the chips are down, Paul comes up. You have Tony McGittigan, Paul Greer, you have the likes of James Doyle playing his trade at reserve level, more than capable of senior, been held back through injury. Then you have the youth, the likes of Marty Doyle coming in, Brandon Toy, probably man of the match in the drawn game last year against Burton. He's finding himself on the reserve side this year. So there's a mixture of quality and experience there, youth and experience, and that bit of quality that we hope will take us over the line.